rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey, everyone!
Gosh, you always sound like a Disney princess.
Oh, do I? Always. I know, it's the mic that does it, right?
No, you just always are very, like,
happy.
Like in the magical forest.
I'm so excited.
Everyone.
That's why.
There's a lot of good news today.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot to get through and a very short time to do so. So let's get to it. SeaWorld Orlando and Busch Gardens Tampa have a very special offer going on right now, which bravo to you guys.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that they're doing this. So for first responders and three of their guests, they can enjoy the theme parks, either of them, for half price admission.
Nice.
So if you're wanting to go to the theme parks and you're like, maybe it's a little too expensive, if you're a first responder,
here's a deal for you.
Here's a deal for you. And the tickets can be purchased by July 31st, so you can't purchase them after that. But they can be redeemed up until August 18th.
That's a great deal.
All summer long. And they also have military discounts, too. So you can look at their website, see what they got going on for discounts.
So basically, you could go to SeaWorld Orlando and Busch Gardens Tampa for the price of one of those tickets originally.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you bring
two for
one, you and three guests and you're four, you'd have two tickets.
There you
go.
You
buy full price.
So go check that out. And then Universal Orlando. Okay, so now I may need to go to therapy so I can get over my irrational fear of Halloween Horror Nights, because this sounds awesome.
See, I was about to say something to what you're saying, but
yeah.
Before I say that, the reason why she's freaking out is because Ghostbusters will now have a house at Halloween Horror Nights.
It's so exciting.
It's not the female version. It's not Ghostbusters 2, Ghostbusters, the sequels. It's the 1984 classic.
Yes.
And
this is going to be good.
That's going to be really funny and really good, because they've had other houses that have been funny, not just scary.
Right.
They still jump out at you and stuff, but it's supposed to be more of a humor.
Yeah. No, I'm super excited for it, and I've got to figure out a way that I can get to it without being overly scared.
I have a friend that doesn't like being scared either, and
okay,
he would go every single year with his friends.
Really?
He'd wear a hoodie, and he'd have his earbuds in his ears, and he'd close his eyes and have his friend guide him. So he was just
and you
like
know what? Probably nobody
own.
Looked at him weird because they thought maybe he was a scare actor or something, you know?
Yeah, so they would just guide him through, and
so
he made it through.
So noise-canceling headphones, a hoodie, and a really good friend who will
guide you through, not
let you get scared.
Right.
Okay. Well, Michaela, will you be my friend to guide me
I've
through the park?
I've done that for this individual friend. So.
Oh, okay. So you
have done it.
You have experience. Okay. Well, then we might need to figure that out this year.
Yes. Go to that Ghostbusters house.
And this is really big, because a lot of nights, Halloween Horror Nights sells out, or the lines are super long,
right,
or it's just crazy busy because everybody wants to go to experience Halloween Horror Nights. But there's a pass holder appreciation night on August 18th from 8 to midnight. Annual and seasonal pass holders will have Universal Studios Florida all to themselves for an exclusive after-hours party with access to select attractions and locations. That's really awesome.
Yeah, so if you have an annual pass or you're looking into getting one, I suggest getting it before August 18th. So that you could partake in this cool event.
And put this date on your list and make all the necessary arrangements to go.
Yes.
All right. So Walt Disney World, this brilliant.
Like, yes.
Seriously, how many times have you been going through Walt Disney World and go, oh, I want to post this to my Insta story, but my phone is about to die.
Yes. Now Disney has new buses. Not much of it's different inside except for the USB ports underneath the seats.
Yes, you can charge your phone on the way from Hollywood Studios to Magic Kingdom and on the way to anywhere.
So if it dies in the middle of your shots at Magic Kingdom, you'd be like, it's okay, we're going to go to another park next, and you could recharge it up.
Yeah, so just have one of your charging cords with you.
And it's air-conditioned buses, so
They're usually pretty comfortable.
It's great. You don't have to, like, look around the quick service locations. Where's a plug?
Right. So make sure you start packing a USB charging cord in your bag when you go to these parks, because now you can charge your phone on the way to parks on the character buses. All right. Magic Kingdom, the Astro Orbiter is closed for refurbishment through August 14th. You know what? I don't even think I've ever been on that.
No, it scares me.
Does it?
Because it's so high up.
Yeah.
And when you go, it's like Dumbo, but more of an angle.
Right. Oh.
Towards the ground. So when you go up, you see it from a higher angle because you're up, 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 up.
Right.
And when you look down, you're like, oh my gosh, I am so high up and I feel like I'm going to fall off of it. You're not going to fall off of it as long as you have the restraints on and you're good, but it scares me.
Okay, so then my fears aren't irrational.
It scares me. But I have been on it only once as an adult. I don't know how many times as a kid.
Okay. So just know that if you're going through Tomorrowland at Magic Kingdom and, you know, Halloween, a couple months away.
Yes, around the corner.
Yeah. New add-ons for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which I went to a couple of years ago, and it is really cute. It's really fun. All the little kids dress up in their Halloween costumes. All the adults dress up in Halloween costumes.
Yes, I do. I dress up.
It's so fun. And for those who are big scaredy cats of Halloween Horror Nights, it's my perfect speed.
Yeah. And you thought it would never get any better, and now they have all these other add-ons and enhancements that they're doing to the shows.
Yeah, the new show, Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular, with host Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas. I didn't realize how many people love that movie until they started making appearances in the parks. It's a cult following.
Yes. Lines to yes. meet Jack.
So Jack Skellington, he's such a cool character, going to be the host of that show, and a new overlay at Space Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, Mad Tea Party, Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So we saw what that was for the villains, the overlay. There was an overlay for Space Mountain. There was a little bit of an overlay for Pirates of the Caribbean. Now they're going to be doing it for this specially ticketed event.
I like that they do the overlays because some people come to the parties, let's say the Christmas party or the Halloween party, because it's not as crowded.
Right.
So they do it so they could ride the rides. So they could still partake in the party with the overlays.
Right.
So it's not just the rides. It's the overlay of the rides. So it makes it a little more special if you don't end up wanting to see the shows or the parade.
Absolutely. It's just another aspect to go check out when you're there. And then Disney Springs, they're getting the NBA experience opening August 12th. So another thing to do at Disney Springs.
Right. And stay tuned because that Thursday,
yeah,
I will let you know all about it.
Are you going to the opening?
I'm going, not to the opening, but wink, wink.
A special preview event, maybe?
Maybe, but check out the episode on the 15th. It's the Thursday after the 12th.
Wow.
To know more about it.
That's a tease if I've ever heard one. And then this is really cool, and it kind of like solidifies the thoughts that we have about some of these restaurants. USA Today honored 6 Orlando restaurants as the best amusement park restaurants. You want to run through these, Michaela?
Yeah, so the 10th one was the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
That is so cool. You sit in a car. It's like a drive-in movie. The food's really good. I think
it's like a diner, but
in the back of a car. It's so fun.
If you don't get a reservation for it and you want to check it out, you could always walk in it and see how it looks.
Exactly. They'll let you walk in, take a peek at it. But definitely mark that on your list as one to go check out when you're going through the parks. Make your reservation early because it's really fun.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. So number 8. We skipped a few just because some of them are from like California amusement parks. So these are just the Florida ones.
Okay.
Number 8, California Grill at Disney's Contemporary. We talked about that on a previous episode.
Yes.
So you can look back and check that
out.
They
have good sushi, I hear.
Good sushi. Yep. Great
That's
views.
That's the brunch that you were talking about on Sundays.
They have amazing brunch, a great view, and awesome service.
And walking distance to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So
and
when you're
the
done,
monorail.
And the monorail. So when you're done, just jump into Magic Kingdom
or
on the
monorail. Or you could be starting in Magic Kingdom and then take it in.
Yep. Sounds good.
How cool is that? And then number 7 is Boma at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay.
I've been there. Really good food. Very culturally specific. So we'll check out the menu. It might not appeal to everybody. Number 5, Be Our Guest in the Magic Kingdom.
I still have to go eat there. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Don't believe me.
Ask the dishes. Yep. Yeah, I couldn't just leave it.
And that's also another restaurant that if you ask, they will let you go inside and
take
a look. Yes.
Wow. I wish I'd known. Now I know.
Next time we go, you could just go in and take a look at it.
Okay. I've actually been to this one.
Number four. Yeah. Yes.
Cowfish at Universal Orlando.
Their bento box is so interesting to me.
Their everything is so interesting. It's like somebody put a menu together and then shook it up and just made whatever, wherever anything landed.
Yes.
It's really eclectic. It's really cool. It's super delicious. And it's so fun.
This is where I got my love for sushi at.
Really?
Yeah, at Cowfish. Mm. Because I got the bento box because I wanted to try the sushi, but I still wanted like the burgers that they had. Right. So I had a burger in the bento box with some sushi.
So a little, it's like an appetizer,
yeah,
like
a little everything.
Sampler. And then number three, Chef Art Smith's Home Cooking at Disney Springs, which
haven't gone there yet.
I haven't either, but Chef Art Smith, he's famous from Oprah and other television shows. Real good Southern home cooking. So get out there and check that one out for sure.
And then number one,
Via Napoli in Epcot. Is that the pizza place in the back?
So there's two restaurants.
Okay.
There's the Italian and then there's the pizzeria.
Right.
And let me actually make sure which one's which, because I always get confused with the two.
If it's the pizza place, that place is so delicious. Even if it didn't make it on this list, you've got to check it out. It's in the back of Italy.
Yes, it is.
It's the pizza place.
Pizzeria. It's so delicious.
Oh, it's so good. So it's wood. Wood-fired pizza. Mm-hmm. And they actually, I think they brought these ovens in from Italy.
Oh, yeah.
But the crust is perfect. The pepperoni, is it like a special Italian pepperoni? So it curls up on the end.
It does.
It's so delicious. And like you can get a small pie and it feed three people.
Oh,
and the prices aren't crazy. So
the add-ons are a little.
Yeah. If you just do a pepperoni pizza, you're in a good shape. But
right, exactly.
You can also go crazy and add on all the things and have, you know, a larger bill. But you can also do it on a budget.
It's worth it. Even if you just get the cheese pizza.
Whatever you get there is good. It's delicious.
Desserts, appetizers, all of that.
So make your reservations early and go check that out. It is worth
it. They actually have walk-ins.
They do.
Yes, they do.
They do. I've
done
a walk-in.
You might be waiting a little longer than having
Well, now that they're number one on this list, they may not have a lot of
USA
walk-ins.
Today,
but
ranking them.
Definitely put it on your list to go check out the next time you're at Epcot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right. So you went, you saw, you conquered last weekend. Tell me all about H2O Island Live.
It was very interesting. I tell people it's interesting just because I didn't hate it or I didn't like, oh, absolutely love it.
Right.
But it was a great experience, especially if you like those more calm and relaxed parks.
Okay.
Because it's not huge.
Okay.
It's not like Typhoon Lagoon.
Right.
Like big, but it still has like the same elements as other water parks, like the wave pool.
The Lazy River?
The Lazy River,
yeah.
Yes.
Love
and
a good
then
lazy
they have river. Two family rides, raft
okay.
rides, and then they have a couple other of the slides.
Okay.
And they also have two of those, like, I don't know the exact terminology for it, but it's like the dunk water ride where you stand on this like platform, you put your hands on
like
your
chest. Like a drop slide.
It's a drop slide, and they drop you on
no,
two different ones.
No, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it is very scary. And they also have a 21 and up pool.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you, water park.
And yeah, you could put your stuff over there as well. You could leave your stuff over there.
Oh, my goodness.
In the, where the 21
you know,
and up pool
I'm,
is.
Look, I know theme parks are for kids. But I'm a
no.
big kid.
And, everybody's allowed.
You know, like the Lazy River, you get some youngins in that. It's not so lazy anymore. It's more like a rapid. sometimes.
Yes.
So I love that they have a 21 and up pool, so you can actually kind of relax.
Does, this park does appeal to everyone.
Okay.
I'm more of a thrill seeker, so I like a bunch of like long like rides that are like, I don't know. I think ranked the ones that I did in my head when I was there. I was like, oh yeah, but this makes the top four.
Really?
Top four for me. So check it out, especially if you like the more smaller, don't have to walk really far to get across from.
Where exactly is this located again?
It's located on 27 next to, there's a bunch of restaurants there. So there's Ford's Garage, there's Olive Garden.
Okay.
And on the border. So in that section there, it's not too far from Disney.
Okay.
It's actually right outside of where Animal Kingdom
is. Oh, okay. All right.
And when you're on one of the slides, I went to the family slide, and when you go all the way to the top, you could see Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, fun.
There. Yeah, so you could see Disney right from there. So it's not too far.
It's not
it's
a Disney
clean.
Park.
It's not a, No, it's not Disney. It's not Disney. It's part of Margaritaville.
Right. But you say it's very clean. The food is good.
The food is good. It's very high tech, like we talked about in other episodes. The app. Has everything you need to know about the park.
Okay.
And you get this wristband right when you walk in.
Okay.
And you scan the little QR code that's on it, and you link it to your account on the app. And you could link it to the other people that you're with, and it could tell you where they are in the park.
It's like a GPS locator.
Yes. So it's like, oh, where's so-and-so? Oh, they're at the family slide waiting in line, or they're at the cabana, or they're
that's
at the wave
cool.
pool. So, yeah, especially if you have the younger kids that you're letting off to do their own thing.
Right.
Kind of scares me.
Parents,
but
you can track your children.
You can track
them. Like putting a microchip in their neck.
And you can pick, like, the music that you want. Some of the rides are linked with the accounts where when you scan it, you get points.
Oh.
And you could pick the music and the lights that you like in the app.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So some of the, not all the rides have it, but some of them. Whichever person in your party you want to scan, you
it's
scan
customized
theirs.
To their preference.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So that's where the high tech part
we've
is.
We've gotten so high tech these days. And we thought the magic bands at Walt Disney World were a big thing. I mean, now you're getting to customize your ride.
At water park.
At a water park. I know. This is crazy.
And when we were there, we were able to rent a cabana.
Okay.
And
price is okay on that?
Yes. It's actually very, very affordable.
Good.
It's not over $200.
Oh, nice.
And it includes someone to come of service to you, like a waiter.
Oh, a cabana boy?
A cabana boy comes by.
Or
and they
girl.
And take your order. And if you're with, let's say, you're two families, you could split up the check.
Oh, good. Nice.
Either not just for the cabana, for the food. So you can make sure that your cabana boy or waiter or waitress comes by and make sure that these people are part of this check and these people are part of that check.
Nice.
So it's very nice and affordable and great for a family to just go and enjoy a smaller version of a water park.
It sounds like you had a really nice time. Thanks
we
for going
did.
To check that out.
We did have a good time.
And reporting back to us.
Yes. And one last thing, sorry, about the H2O Live.
Yeah.
They also have little like self, like quote unquote, like selfie spots.
Oh, fun.
Where they have a camera there for you.
Oh.
And you tap your band.
And it just
and
goes
it puts
to your
on
account.
Your app. And it's free.
Well, haven't they thought of everything?
They have. It's very, very nice. And
now
my mom loved it because she doesn't like the rides as much. She just likes the lazy river and laying by the pool. So
nice.
She enjoyed that very much.
Now all I need them to work on is having a drone deliver my food to me so I don't have to move.
You never know. It could happen next year or tomorrow. You never know.
You never know. All right. So let's get into our theme park tip of the week.
So because of H2O Island Live, which how high-tech they are, I always say download the app before you go to the theme parks, no matter where you go, Universal, H2O Live.
Walt Disney World.
Yeah, Walt Disney World, Busch Gardens. They tell you wait times. They give you information, the maps on there. So you can even check all the theme park stuff out before you even step into the park.
Make a plan. Make a plan.
Those plans.
And on a lot of them, like I know on the Walt Disney World app, you can make your dinner reservations, your lunch reservations, you can your Fast Pass reservations.
Right.
So, yes, the apps are super important these days. Remember when they used to have, like, the signs that had, like, wait times?
Right.
And somebody would have to come manually change it, and then we thought it was really high-tech when they made them, like, digital?
Yes, now it's all on the phone.
Yeah, now crazy. Everything's on your in your pocket. And, like, the paper maps, I used to love getting paper maps from parks.
Right.
Half of them don't even give them out anymore.
Yeah, they don't need them at the park. They put them, like, all the way in the corner somewhere that you have to go seek after
Search for them. But, yeah, everything is in your pocket. So, all right, Michaela, I think that's it for this week. If you have anything that you want us to talk about or questions or concerns, you can reach out to us, themeparksandrec@gmail.com, and we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.